Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Brian Charlson. One of my claims to fame is that I work at the Carroll Center for the Blind as the Director of Technology. My ACB hats include being Chair of the Information Access Committee, President of Library Users of America. These are all explanations for why you should come in here and watch me take a pratfall in technology, you know? So that you know that it's not so much that the mighty have fallen, but there's no such thing as mighty in this stuff. We're all in the same boat. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, and that's perfectly okay. What we did last year is we put together Carla Rusheval using her note taker and me using an iPhone and did a little bit of demo on has the day of the separate note taker come and gone by comparing the two. And the answer at that time, as almost all good comparisons are, is maybe, maybe not, right? No definitive answer, yes, no. But clearly, these are the kinds of things that you'd love to be able to see. How is this different than that? If there's two ways to skin a cat, which is the best way to do it? I apologize, cat lovers. There's just not a good dog analogy to do that kind of thing, okay? So I said, well, and I got to give you just a, I promise, a very brief bit of history. In the Charlson household, we have friends who come up to visit us from Virginia, and we have times that we go down to Virginia. And it's always an expensive thing, not because of the travel, but because whatever they got, we want. Whatever we want, they want, right? So Kim heard that a friend of ours got a Kindle Fire HDX, and she said it was kind of accessible. So under my Christmas tree was a Kindle Fire HDX, because Kim doesn't want to be left in the dust when it comes to these things, even if it's me she's doing it for. So that's great. So I got a Kindle Fire HDX. I was already using the Kindle app to access books using my iPhone. But now it's kind of like, you know, you bought that thing, you better find a way to use it. So I started using it. And I was comparing it with the other kind of e-book readers that I had. And I made the mistake of saying this in public a couple of times. And then I started being asked to speak about the subject of accessible e-book readers of one kind or another. And so far I've been to the Public Library Association annual conference and to the American Library Association conference, which happened here in Las Vegas about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, talking and demonstrating e-book readers. So when it comes to coming to see my family in ACB, I thought what would be fun is if we could take somebody who was really good at the Kindle app and let them demonstrate how it works, and that I would demonstrate a bit of how the Kindle Fire HD did, and we do kind of a compare and contrast together. Now, Jane and I have not rehearsed this, okay? She does what she does. I've done what I've done. So you're going to see the down and dirty backside of tech comparisons. This is really how it works. Now, I understand there are several people in the room that might be influenced by this experience. So I want to warn you that this is not intended to be a scientific thing. So, Judy Dixon, you got yours first. You probably know it better than I do. And I would love it if you tell me to do it differently if I'm doing it wrong. I believe there's a person now who works for Amazon in the room, correct? Okay. A couple folks from Amazon in the room. So I don't want you to take what I do with the Kindle Fire HDX and say, oh, that thing is inaccessible. Because a big section of that is all about becoming fluent at doing it, whatever it is. And I'm still working on that. There's also, I believe, in the room, he didn't have a ticket, but he said he was going to make it here, the guy that helped make the Kindle app on the iPhone accessible. Are you in the room? There you go. So part of what we end up doing then is trying to influence the people behind these devices in one form or another. So that's the game you've signed up for the next hour or so. And again, Jane Sheehan, I was just discussing with her her addiction. This is what brought her to my mind, is that she's one of those people that if she was really collecting print books, she would have had to basically moved out of her house. Exactly. So how many books do you currently have in storage, electronically speaking?
I have 4 terabytes of data, and cloud, I know.
So she has a problem. And we're working on an intervention, but we haven't figured out exactly how to do it. And I've asked her to write me into her will just as the beneficiary of her book collection. You know, I don't need the money. I just need the books. Terrific. Thank you very much. It's entirely possible that we will. In fact, but what we're going to do is I have in front of me my jam box, my big jam box. So we're going to plug into that so you can hear things more effectively than other methods. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the process of using the Kindle app and using the Kindle Fire HD, and we're going to swap this mini jack plug back and forth to do that. Now, because we're going to be doing that, I'm probably going to have Jane do a couple of steps and then swap over, and I'll do the Kindle Fire equivalent of those steps. So I'd like to introduce to you Jane Sheehan of Silver Springs, Maryland. Spring. Take the S out of that. I guess it's better than get the H out. Okay, so. Quality assurance, exactly. So. Very good. Silver Spring. We move on, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to get picky at this point. We're in serious trouble. All right. So, Jane, you want to come over here? Okay. Tether that puppy. Come with the puppy. I don't care which. So I'm going to ask Jane to do things, and she's going to do those things for us and hopefully describe them as she does them. Okay. And then I'm going to attempt to do the same thing myself with the fire. Here's your cable. And there's your microphone. So, yeah, come.
Okay. Ooh, way down, way down. Ooh, that's terrible. I did not know that there were going to be people from Amazon here. This is nothing like putting a pressure on people, you know. I mean, I'm just a regular person here. But I will say, which I've been wanting to say to the Amazon people and the people that invented this Kindle app, please don't break it. Oh, please don't break it ever. Please don't break it. Because I have 1,200 Kindle books, and if I can't read them, I'm going to die. So please don't break my Kindle app. Well, they're on the cloud on my, anyway. I guess the first thing we were going to do was buy a Kindle book. What do you want me to do?
Okay.
Goody. This is.
You went to the app store.
You're recording, Brian. Why don't you use the wireless button?
Yeah, where is it?
It's right
here.
Can you pass that to me,
Jane? Here you go.
So this person. Okay. So, Jane, first off, you decided to get Kindle books. What made you decide to do this?
Okay, what started me? Okay, first of all, when I got my iPhone, I swore I'd never, ever read books or listen to music on my iPhone because it was for a phone, and I didn't want to run my batteries down and then need to make a phone call, and I couldn't make a phone call. So, but then I listened to a podcast about the Kindle keyboard, and that was nice, you know, and I'm sort of interested in it. Then I have some friends who got Kindle keyboards, and they raved about them. Okay, so I got to get one, too. I'm saying the Charlesons aren't the only ones, and the Dixons aren't the only ones that got to have the latest and greatest. So am I booming? I sound like I'm booming. Okay. So I got the Kindle keyboard, and I liked it, and I did a podcast for Accessible World, and it was great. Then I started using like iBooks and all these other, maybe it's a good thing to read on my iPhone. Maybe it's good. Then the Kindle app became accessible. So let me try this. So I did. And it's wonderful. I love this app with all my heart and soul, except I wish I had better speech. But that's an Apple thing. It's not, you know. But, and so then I got these emails every day, BookBub and ereaderIQ.com, and they give me all these books that are free for the next 2 or 3 days, and then they go back up to $4.99, so I got to get them now. So I buy this one, and I buy that one, and I buy that one, and now I'm 70% through my book budget for the year, and we're only halfway through the year, so I'm going to have a problem. I'll have to up the budget. So...
You downloaded it? You installed it?
Yes, I did. It was as most things are in the App Store, an easy app. I put in my username and password, and it worked fine.
And your username and password was the one that you had already been using with Kindle on your desktop?
I don't use Kindle on my desktop.
Oh,
It was the one that I used for all my other Amazon purchases.
It's your Amazon.
It's my Amazon username and password.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and of course it's linked to my Audible account, so I was reading my Audible books on the Kindle keyboard too. They were linked, and now of course I have the extra Audible app.
So, people in the audience, you know what a Kindle keyboard is?
Okay.
Help us with that, would you?
It is a Kindle. It is about 60% accessible, I guess. It has a keyboard on the bottom, little buttons. Anybody remember the old Franklin Dictionary? Well, it's got buttons like that. You know, it's not one you would really use. In order to flip back and forth between pages, you've got to turn the speech off. And it has, I think, two voices. It was okay. I mean, you couldn't tell how much battery life you had left. So if you didn't use it for a couple of weeks, your battery was dead. And a sighted person will look at it and say, oh, your battery's dead. Oh, okay. So I say it was about 60% accessible. You couldn't buy books on it. You'd have to buy them on the computer. And then if you had your Kindle keyboard registered, then it would, when you turned your Kindle keyboard on, they would download. So, and that works.
So you then downloaded the Kindle app.
Yes.
So you want to walk us through what the Kindle app looks like? Go ahead and demo that part.
Okay, let's see. Well, I want to turn up.
I can bring the volume up on this. We're bringing the volume up on the speaker.
Double tap.
That might be a little too much. Go for it again.
Capital A.
Whoops.
Heading, menu. Button. All items. Table index. Adjustable.
This is this table index of all the books I've got. And on the bottom, you can either get cloud or...
Cloud.
This
button.
Is the cloud.
Device.
So I have all of my books are on the cloud, all my 1,200 books. And then some of them are on my device. Since I've sold my Kindle keyboard now, when I buy books now, they always go onto my device automatically. So I'm getting a huge number of Kindle books on my device. So
device button selected device capital A heading
the A. It's a table index.
Only the innocent. Adam. Rachel. New.
Book it's a new book.
Reading is 1% completed. Let me go. The Let Me Go series. Acres. L. New.
So,
reading is 1% completed.
I could just double tap on any of these books and start reading it. Do you want me to do that now, or do you want me to buy a book?
No, okay, so let's do this. So, let's assume that I have a book. Okay, go ahead. Let's just do it. Open a
double
book.
Double tap to open book. Menu off. Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Double tap and hold to select text.
Okay, swipe two fingers down.
There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story. Tilda Maya Angelou. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story. Tilda Maya Angelou. Prologue as he startles awake with a gasp, her heart beating so hard she can hear it pounding against her chest. It's so dark. Too dark. Was there a power outage? Even in the middle of the night, she can usually see the dim light from her alarm clock. But this dark...
See, and then... Yes. Oh, yes.
Sounds.
Speech yes.
45%. 35%. 30%.
Okay.
Your question?
So the people came from the app.
Yes. Were there? I don't know.
The Kindle app from... It was the first one in the search list.
Yeah. And you can go by pages. I'm just three-fingered... Three-fingered double...
She tries to ignore the throbbing stab under her fingernail. Menu on.
Okay.
Let me go.
Stop. There we go. Okay. Three-fingered swipe to the right or the left, just like you're swiping with turning pages in a book. And I've got a page up here, and if I want to, I've got the print on the screen. I'm going
to
put my finger on the screen. Okay, I return to book because I have the menu. When you double tap,
two fingers down for continuous reading.
You
tap and hold to
okay
tap.
Stop.
Stab
so
under her fingernail.
I can
to her back and reaches out.
I can go to
words.
Words.
To her back.
Okay, and I could, if I wanted to spell a word.
Sounds, speech rate, lines, words, character, words.
Characters.
Lines, words, characters.
Yeah.
Space, A, N, D, space.
I always, when I had the Kindle keyboard, I always wanted to know how to spell somebody's name. But you can do that with this. Of course, because it's an Apple, it's on the Apple iPhone.
So, Jane, so once I have a book downloaded onto the device, I can bring up a list of what's available. It will indicate how much of that item has been read before.
Right.
It will indicate whether or not it's on the cloud or on the device, correct?
Yes.
And when I double tap on it, it opens it up in the Kindle Reader, if you will.
Right.
And in that Kindle Reader, I can do the two-finger swipe down to do continuous read.
Yes.
Which is an Apple,
it's an
iOS
Apple thing.
Gesture.
Yeah.
You can also three-finger swipe left or right to go to previous or next page,
mm-hmm.
Kindle pages. It was astounding to me the first time I put a book on here, and the book I thought was just going to be a simple little read was something like 2,342 pages.
You know, it's not
But it was
pages.
Kindle pages.
No, that's really
Kindle
confusing.
Screens.
Some of the books, the Kindle units are pages, so you'll get like 200 or 300 of them. But then, let's see.
Menu on. Back. Dim. Button. View options.
Wait a minute.
2%. Page 7. Location 65. Adjustable.
It's locations. This is page 7, so.
The value.
Shh. So this is page 7. So this one must have, regular pages. But some of them don't. It's really freaky when you're on page or unit 2,000, whatever. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you can
okay.
do that. You can tell what percentage you are. And what I really like about, of course, since it's an Apple thing.
75% battery power. Status bar item.
But you can tell,
Swipe
you know, what you've got. Because
notification center.
I hate.
To reveal the control
okay,
center. Shh. Double tap to scroll to top.
This is a very noisy iPhone. Anyway, but yeah, I like
you have
knowing.
Hints on, so we're getting hinted
yeah,
to
I have
death.
Hints on. I like it that way. So you can tell, you know, how much battery life you've got and how much.
Okay.
You know,
so we've seen that you can find out the battery life. We've seen that you can select a book that you've downloaded, that you can tell what percentage of the book has been read.
You can change the speed.
Well, hold on. You haven't done that yet. Oh,
yes,
you
I did.
You changed the speed using the
rotor.
Voiceover rotor.
Yes.
You were able to do continuous read, and you were able to stop, and you were able to, at a level of granularity, go through it letter by letter, word by word, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Can I make one comment?
Please. And identify yourself?
Young Choi.
And Young Choi, what is your association with all of this?
I work at Amazon, and I help
I will love you for the rest of my
okay?
life.
Meet Jane, who is now a devotee. Okay,
I've been wanting to say thank you for years or months. Thank you.
So,
it does. It does. Yes.
So some titles have a different kind of apostrophe that when you see it in Braille, it's not translated into a standard one. Same character as a single right quote. In UEB, you'll make that all better.
Good.
Understood. Okay. So, Jane, we're going to, okay, ask, go ahead.
I think you can, but I've never done it. I've not done that.
So how about our friend in the audience? Mr. Choi, can you do bookmarks? Okay.
Good.
So hold on a second. Remember, we're supposed to be going back and forth here. That was the back. Now we're going to do the fourth for a minute. Okay.
Actually, there's a book. NBP has a book about accessing the Kindle app. I have not read it. I bought it. I haven't read it.
Who wrote it? Do you know?
No, I don't. It was on a CD. I can't read it. Oh, okay. Okay.
There's an answer. Okay, so now we're going to swap places here for a moment.
Okay. I will unplug.
Unplug.
Here you go.
I don't want you to touch my touch screen.
Okay.
Don't you touch me. Don't you touch me.
I won't.
You're going to take the...
I will move my dog.
You're going to take this mic.
Okay. Okay.
And
I will go over here.
I'm going to bring this mic up from, because I don't speak out of my belly button. There we go. There are times people might wish. Well,
too much information.
Yeah, TMI. So I'm plugging my Kindle Fire HD X in. Now, this device, I'm holding it landscape, and I'm going to describe its shape to some degree. So, needless to say, it's wider than it is tall. It's about the size of an iPad mini in shape, okay? It, I'm not sure how many inches that would make it, somewhere around maybe 5x8, 5x7 kind of size. Along the left edge, there's a single button for power on, power off. Along the right edge, there's two buttons for volume up, volume down. Along the left edge, there's a mini USB port for charging it. And opposite that, on the right-hand side, there is a standard earphone jack, mini earphone jack. Along the back top edge, on the back side of it, but near the top edge, there is a left and a right speaker. That's pretty much its shape. It's about the thickness, maybe a little thicker. It's hard to tell because it's in its case right now. But about as thick as an iPad. Okay? Now, I'm going to let this thing talk to me. Wakey, wakey.
9:11 p.m.
There's good. It's wrong. That's what time it is back in Boston. Okay? But we're here. So, the screen is, well, first off, keep in mind that this device has at its heart and soul Android. So occasionally I'm going to do an Android gesture for it in order to do certain things, okay? So I'm going to do the gesture that's down and to the left. Let's try that again, down and to the left. Doesn't want to talk to me.
Kindle special offers.
Oh, go away, Kindle special offers. Down and to the left.
Kindle special offers.
Okay, I'm going to start slightly different because it doesn't want to behave itself. I'm going to put my finger on the top edge in the center and slide it down onto the face of it and down till it talks.
9:12, 75% moon, July 14th. Read now for $4.99 each. Slide to unlock.
I have to unlock it or I'm not going anywhere. Now, it so happens that...
Read now for $4, unlock. Double.
I did a quick... right-hand swipe from left to right across the center of the screen with one finger, double tapping.
Device unlocked.
Now it's unlocked. Home. Now let me get back up here.
9:12 p.m., Brian's Kindle, Wi-Fi 3 bars, battery 75%. Brian's Kindle, 9:12 p.m., Wi-Fi 3 bars, battery 75%.
So, Jane said with her she can tell how much battery life. Can I tell mine?
Yeah.
Yes. I also know the name of my device. I know whether it's connected up to Wi-Fi right now or not. And it will tell me the time wherever I set it. Even though this is connected up wirelessly right now, this did not automatically adjust the time. I'm not convinced that that's intrinsic in the device. It may be that I just haven't turned settings on. So it automatically varies depending on where it sees I'm logging in from. Okay? Now, the rest of the screen is divided into three things on the home screen. There's choices across the bottom, choices across the top, and choices down the middle. I'm going to be bringing the focus to about an inch down from the upper left-hand corner.
Home. Shop button.
And there is a shop button up there. I'm going to flick left.
Search button.
In fact, the upper left-hand corner most item is a search button. I'm going to flick left to right. Search.
Shop button. Games button. Apps button. Books button. Music button. Videos button. Newsstand button, audio books button, web button, photos button, docs button, offers button.
Offers is the last thing on this row. When I flick one more to the right,
Silk browser.
It wrapped around browser. To that center grouping across the center of my screen, left to right. Okay? If I continue to flick,
search button.
Eventually, that wasn't very good because I touched it wrong. Let's try again.
Item, iHeartRadio, free music,
search button.
It wrapped back around, okay, to the search button that was up at the top. If I touch the bottom of it, behave yourself, young man.
Shop button.
Nope.
Games button.
Right now, the way that mine's displaying, it's not showing me the bottom row. The bottom row has things that are very similar to the top row. I haven't decided exactly what makes the difference. Judy, do you know? I don't see a difference. They seem to have the same things, but maybe they're displayed visually slightly differently. And that's the rationale for it. One might be words, while the others is a row of icons that mean the same thing. That's my guess on that. All right. So, second thing Jane did was she opened a book, right? So I'm going to go up here to this top where you heard it say books.
Books button.
I just randomly touched near the top and randomly touched the right thing. But I could have flicked to get there. These are called libraries. So it's libraries of books, libraries of music, libraries of videos. They're libraries. I'm going to double tap the center of the screen.
Books.
And I'm going to wait for a moment. And I'm going to touch the upper left corner a bit, just down from the status bar.
Navigation panel button.
And there is a button here that will open a side menu down the left-hand side of the screen. I'm not going to do that quite yet. I'm going to flick to the right.
Books by recent. Double tap to refine.
So currently it's showing me my list of books from most recently read to most distantly used. Okay? So it's one of those things where if you read the book that's the fourth one down the list, it suddenly becomes the first one on the list. Flicking right.
Goodreads on Kindle button.
Goodreads from Kindle.
Cloud radio button checked.
Now, the source of this list can be either the cloud or...
On device radio button not checked.
Or on device. I'm going to double tap on device.
On device checked.
So now that that's checked, only books I'm going to see in this listing are those that are physically entirely in this. This is kind of useful things to do when you get on a plane, right?
Store button.
I can always go to the store. There's always going to be a way with a product from Amazon to buy something, right? Flicking right.
The Moon Dwellers. The Dwellers Saga. New. On your device.
Now,
one of 10.
This list is going again across the center of the screen, left to right.
Scourge of the Betrayer. Blood's Under's Ark. New. On your device. Item 2 of 10. Summer of 49. The Yankees and the Red Sox in post-war America. On your device. Reading is 1% complete. Item 3 of 10.
Now, there are visual indicators of these statuses. What it's reading is not necessarily exactly what's showing. For example, the percentage of doneness is in the upper right-hand corner of the little tile that represents that title. In the lower right-hand corner, there's either a red X or there's not a red X, and that indicates whether it's on the device or on the cloud. I'm now going to double tap to open that, just like Jane did the book she was wanting to read.
Kindle reader. No menus visible. Swipe two fingers down when menus are off for continuous reading. Tap once to switch from continuous to granular reading. Then double tap for menu. Double tap and hold to select text. Young catcher just brought up from the minor leagues. Saw the streets outside the hotel jammed with excited Boston fans. He felt like a Christian on his way to the Coliseum, along with his buddies. Hank Bauer.
Going to touch the screen with one finger.
Young catcher just brought up from the minor leagues. Saw the streets outside the hotel jammed with excited buttons.
Double tap.
Navigation panel button. Double tap to open side panel.
So now I'm at the navigation area so that I can do other things. But you heard, just like on the app, on the iPhone, it's two finger swipe down for continuous read. Okay? I can touch it, stop the voice where I am. But one of the things about the granularity, at least the way I've been doing it at this point, I haven't found an alternative. One moment. Voicemail or text message. Those of you who haven't heard, Kim took a fall today. Right after the presentations were done in the general session, she was talking to a person, didn't realize that there was no banister around the podium area and fell and badly twisted her right knee. So she was. She went on to her next speech. That's my wife. She went up and spoke to RSVA, and then they took her out on a stretcher and took her to the emergency and x-rayed, and she should be back to her room by about now. Nothing's broken, but you know, knees are. It's not things that break it that are the issue. It's all those soft tissue things. So when you see her rolling around in her chariot for the next few days, you'll know what's behind that. Anyway, sorry about that, but got to deal with the real life, right? Now, I'm able to flick right.
View.
X-ray. Anybody know what X-ray is? X-ray allows you to drill down to additional information on that topic. Now, I'm not sure that it's always available. It certainly can be available if you're looking at like a textbook. That's where most people use X-ray. You double tap on X-ray when you've got something showing, and if there's additional information, it will pop up beyond the core text, if you will, of what you're reading.
Notes.
I can embed notes into this document.
Share.
I can share it. If you're really not sharing the document, you're sharing your opinion of the document.
Bookmarks.
I can put in bookmarks and then navigate by bookmarks.
Dismiss overlays. This will start continuous reading mode. Button.
So this menu is superimposed on the screen right now. So this is how I can get it to stop giving me this menu. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Young catcher just brought up from the minor leagues. Saw the streets outside touching. The hotel jammed with young catcher just
touching again
up
and
from
leaving
the minor
my finger
leagues.
Down. Now, I'm going to move my finger horizontally.
As. Nothing.
And as I move my finger left to right, it's as if it's reading what's under my fingertip.
Else. In. The.
Went too far.
In. Else. Nothing. If. Silvera.
Going
the.
Straight down.
Teens. Were. 11. Battling. Almost. Two. The. Last. Day.
So I can certainly move word by word if I want to go through that. I find that incredibly tedious to do. And you can go into settings and change the granularity. And there are ways to cause menus to appear from the top of the screen, left, right, bottom of the screen for different purposes that will allow you to do that from a shorter list than going through all the setting methods for accomplishing that. Yes. Granularity, that's a good question. So much of learning something is learning the vocabulary behind it, right? Granularity, if I read something as a page, that's one level of granularity. If I read it by line, that's a deeper level of granularity. If I do it by word, yet more, right? Getting more and more down to the nitty-gritty. So I guess nitty-gritty turned into granularity. Exactly. Same idea, okay? So can I read a Kindle book on a Kindle Fire HD?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely I can. I can, yes, indeed. It has Braille support just like the app does. What you have to do, however, I found, and I haven't done it yet, is you have to download BrailleBack from the App Store and install it and then go through some configuration. So there might be one extra step because of that. Say again? Is that the only voice I have? It's the only one I've been able to discover. So, walk me through switching to Joey. See, I like ladies reading to me, you know? You've got your problem, I've got mine, okay? So, how do I switch to Joey, Judy? So, to bring down the shade. You know, I think that's a real poor choice of words because shade to me means blacking it out like the shade feature on, but what this does is it's a pull down menu. Two fingers swipe down from the top edge of the screen.
Young catcher just brought up from the minor.
And of course, it misunderstood that.
Outside the hotel
Stop.
Jammed with excited Boston
Stop.
Fans, he felt like a Christian. Add bookmark. Double tapped. Young catcher just brought up 11 hours 25 minutes left in book. Double tap to change footer. Reading progress, 1%. Add bookmark. Double
okay.
Tap to bookmark current page.
I'm going to tell this device now to back up one screen. And any Android users in the room in general? Okay. So you know those lovely Android gestures down and to the left, up and to the right, stand up, sit down, fight, all those things, right? So... it's a brute memory thing that I do this gesture of go up and to the left. to go back one page. Touch the screen.
Young catcher just brought add bookmark.
Nope, it didn't do it. I'm going to go back to the home position by doing down into the left.
Books.
Down into the left.
Home.
There I am. I'm back at home. All right, so you get an idea of the speech quality a bit. And yes, there's a male voice to go along with this. You get an idea whether or not it can be done or not. It certainly can. Can I adjust granularity level? Yes. Can I open and close? Yes. Can I download? Can I leave it on the cloud? Yes, yes. Can I do all that independently? No question. But there are two problems with it, in my opinion. One is, and voiceover users, tell me if I'm just blowing smoke. Bigger is not better. More screen real estate makes life more complicated, not less complicated. I fully support my low vision friends and their need to have more screen space. But for me, more is not better, it's worse, because it just gives the producer of the device more vacuum and they want to fill it with stuff and make my life more difficult. Okay? Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah, exactly. The world, you know, nature hates a vacuum, so do screen real estate users. They hate a vacuum. All right, Jane, what other changes can you make in, well, do me a favor. I want you to download a Kindle book for these folks. Go through that process. So I'm going to give you this cord. You can do it right there.
Oh, no, you have to. I can.
Sure. Sure, hold on a second. Jane's coming over here. I'm going to pass her this, and I'm going to try to hear your question over again and answer it. Did you leave the mic on the table over there?
Yes, I did. Sure.
Do we have a question? Yeah, please. Please, go ahead and ask your question. Absolutely. And we will kind of sum up in that regard when we finish these things. Okay? Yes. The answer to the question is, when Jane was talking about her Kindle keyboard, that was a version of the Kindle, right? It utilized a kind of an electric ink way of displaying information so that when you turned it off, the page was still showing that you were reading. You with me? It never truly was off in that regard. And you had a little keyboard to do things with, and you could hit a certain key combination and turn voice on and off, and you could access certain things you couldn't buy with it, those kind of things. It was a really great little device, except that it ran into a little problem called the Writers Guild. And the Writers Guild said to Amazon, you know, we didn't sell you performance rights, so we're not going to be very happy with you giving people the ability to let this talk. Now, you and I both know that synthetic speech is not performing. And let me tell you, the keyboard version of the Kindle, it sounded better than the old-fashioned synthesizer, but it was nowhere near the speech quality you just heard.
What's the difference between that and the Kindle HD? I mean, it talks.
It talks.
I don't have a problem with that.
But it's a matter of quality of sound, don't you think? You don't choose certain synthesizers and voices because they sound better to you?
Yours sounded a lot better than what I had with the Kindle.
Absolutely. As opposed to a Kindle Fire HDX?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Do you have to have an app that has audiobooks?
I'm trying to think whether or not I've ever heard an answer to that question. Amazon folks. Say again?
The audiobooks
app is included for Audible. But in the Fire as opposed to the Fire HDX. So it does run TalkBack, so you can do that. So HDX deals with the high definition screen. Again, I'm going by how I would do it on this. I don't know if this is the same gesture that you would do on yours. But when you power this on, you hold the power button in, it will make a tone. When it makes that tone, put two fingers down in the center of the screen and hold them there for 5 seconds, and voice comes on. Okay, question? This is really like a tablet PC. And next time I get up to the mic, I'll show you a couple of little quirky things. Keeping in mind, the iPhone, once you add other apps to it, it can do many of the things I'm talking about. I think that probably from a hardware perspective, the difference is size of screen, quality of speakers, and quality of screen. No. Just like any other device, once I've been there once, it remembers the next time. Okay? I had this set up for, you know, you can do Wi-Fi up in your room for, what is it, Riviera Guest, with no password, and I have it working down here with the secret ACB office password. And it worked, and it took me, you know, 2 or 3 screens to put the right thing in the right place, including the password and that kind of stuff, using a touchscreen keyboard. And the touchscreen keyboard uses touch typing like an iPhone does. That is, you glide your finger across the keyboard till you hear what you want, and then you take your finger off, and that gets typed. You with me? Not split finger tap, but double tap, and those things. It's strictly a release, and it types. Okay, Jane, you're going to buy a book for us?
I can buy a book.
Buy a book for us.
Okay, now, on the Kindle app, you can't buy a book from the Kindle app, but a lovely, lovely person from Kindle Tech Support told me that there is amazon.com/Kindle store. So what I did, I went ahead and put it in my on my home screen. Let's see. Whoops.
Book Audible. 2 of 5 bars. Signal strength.
Come on.
Book resources. Voyager. Look. Overdraw. Amazon.com.
There's my Amazon
Support.
Kindle.
Amazon.
Okay, I'm going to search for a book.
Double tap to show controls. Reload. Ref equals search in Kindle store. Text field. Double tap to edit. Insertion point at start. Text C, S. Search in U, U, S, S, A, N, N, space, Susan, A, Y, Y, L, W, W, I, O, O, T, R, R, T, T, J-K-H-H.
Susan Aylworth, she's an author I've been reading stuff from, romance kinds of things. And there's a book in here by her that I want.
Search.
I think I might have to...
Ref equals... Susan Aylworth. Ref equals submit button.
I don't know. You have to... Sometimes you have to hit search and then you have to hit submit, so I'm not sure which one works, but I do them both.
Ref equals ref equals Susan, ref equals submit, go, top 19 results, filter, ref equals at the rainbow's end.
I don't want
rainbow
that.
Hardcover.
I'm going to search for, there's one called Maggie Rising. And I tried to search for that book itself, but it went somewhere funky. So this is the way I'm going to have to.
Ref equals, don't promise, by Susan,
don't promise me rainbows.
Ref equals a little night
rainbow. A little night rainbow. This was a series.
Danny's Girl.
Danny's Girl.
Ref equals return to Rainbow,
return
Rock.
To Rainbow Rock.
Ref equals the trouble with rainbows.
Trouble with rainbows.
Ref equals the McAllister Man.
No, that's the first 3 Rainbow
Ref
Rock books.
A rainbow in paradise.
That's another rainbow book.
9. Other format, hardcover. Ref equals Ride the Rainbow Home.
That's the first Rainbow Rock book.
Hardcover. Ref equals Beneath Sierra Sky.
I've got that one.
Ref equals Eastward Just by Susan Kipped. Other paperback. Ref equals East by Susan Aylward. Eastward Just I.
I'm looking 1. For Maggie Rising.
Refi, Maggie Rising.
There it is.
The part-time psychic.
Double tap on it.
Ref equals MWHM. Ref equals M. Look inside. Ref equals Maggie Rising. Susan Aylworth. Author. Hyphen.
I'm going to look for the one click.
Hyphen. 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 Star. 15. Kin. 2. Dot. Sold by. Amazon. Buy now with one click. Registered sign. Button. Buy now with one click.
I
registered
did.
Sign.
Okay. I am assuming.
Web page loaded. Ref equals MWHM. Link. Landmark.
Did
Ref
do
equals
it?
M41 exit. Thank you for your purchase. Maggie Rising. Adventures of the Part-Time Psychic. Kindle Edition. by Susan Aylward. We are sending your item and it will automatically appear.
I'm flicking to the right.
Download is complete. Continue shopping.
I don't want to continue shopping. No, I don't need to go continue shopping. So I'm going to go out of there.
Home. Book resources folder. 13 app. File map. Blindness. Book resources folder.
Shall I go get the book?
Resources. Audible. Bard mode. Kindle. Menu off. Try. Stab under her fingernail.
No. Don't want that. Don't want that book.
Stab under her fingernail. Menu on.
Good Lord. What book was that? I'm going to have to.
Menu. Left. Menu. But capital N. Menu. Let me go. Let me bookmark. Button.
No.
Menu. Menu. Button.
I have to figure out how to get to it now.
Double tap before you go. Button.
Oh, I know. Get.
Library.
Library.
Menu. Sort option. Only the in. Let me go. The ends. Broke. Maggie Rising. Adventures of the Park. Menu.
There's Maggie Rising.
Menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Chapter 1 on the last day of the year. I sat in my great Aunt Betty's reading parlor staring at the framed story clock on the wall. The embroidered figure showed the cycle of planting, harvest.
Okay.
Great. So you...
I bought a book.
You bought it, but you bought it by way of...
Safari.
Using Safari and going to the website and going through that process.
But it works for me. Yes. I'm sorry. I know. I heard that. Yeah, I'm sorry. It said $2.99. Yeah.
Otherwise,
well, this is searching in the Kindle store, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, you get it in hard copy in the mail?
But I don't know. The website is Kindle store. I got it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. It worked. It worked.
Yeah, right. But so, the website is amazon.com/Kindle store. So I
now
would
the
think
other
that
ways
be...
you've been acquiring books you mentioned during your intro.
Yeah,
you were talking about getting them these services that you've signed up for that announce when there are free books.
Yes.
Can you just say a couple things about that?
This is my great addiction. It's terrible. It's Charlie Crawford's fault. Okay.
Okay.
There's one called bookbub.com. BOOKBUB, like boy, Underwood boy, whatever. Uniform.
Underwood.
Bravo, uniform, bravo. Okay. Bookbub.com. And you go on that website and you tell it what kind of book you want. You want Nook books or Kindle books or whatever. And then you can tell it what genres you want. And then every day, they send you an email, and it might say, it gives you the book, the title, the synopsis, how much it costs for the next 2 days, like a deal ends July 16th, and now it's 99 cents, but after July 16th, the deal expires, and it's $4.99. So you can, there's a link that says Get Deal. It's a lovely little link. So you hit that, and it takes you to Amazon, and you buy the book with one click. Yes, there is. Another one is ereaderIQ.com. ereaderIQ.com. I don't like that one nearly as much because they don't seem to know when their books expire, their deals expire. Their synopses are longer. Some of the books are the same. Some are different. Barry Powers.
Nope. It's her.
Her. Oh, boy.
Okay.
The what? No. I looked at it to try to find all the books in a series, since I'm a series freak. But no, I've not done that. I have enough trouble keeping up with the ones I'm doing. I think when I get home, there's going to be like 30 BookBub notifications. I'm deleting eReader IQ now. I don't have time. But I have to go through the BookBub ones because I like those. So when it doesn't matter to me whether the deal has expired or not. I still get them. unless they're like $8 or $9, and then maybe I'll try to get them from Audible or something, but I do. I buy them anyway. So.
Go ahead.
Just whatever they have. I mean, you can tell it, I want historical fiction, I don't want zombie stuff. You know, it tries to I would say that in a typical BookBub message, there's about 15 or 20 books, and I buy like 4 or 5 from each one. So if there are 20, when I get home, that means 100 books, people. Oh, no. So, yeah.
Let me now switch over and buy a book with the Kindle Fire.
Okay, here's your cabling. We're going to. Here's your cable.
You got the mic?
I will. Oh, yes. All right. Okay, got it. Come on, back up.
So, just as a matter of fairness, certainly I could use those same services that she was just describing, right? Because a Kindle account is a Kindle account. And utilizing the cloud, it automatically allows those things to be available on any of your Kindle registered devices and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to, again, put my finger in the upper left-hand corner, about down an inch.
Home, shop button, games button, apps button, books button.
I'm going to choose books.
Books.
I'm putting my finger in the upper left corner again.
Books. Navigation panel. But books. Button. Goodreads on Kindle button. Cloud radio button. On device radio. Store button.
And there's the store. Double tap.
Kindle. Navigation panel. But bookstore. Search button. Library button.
So I can search in my library, or I can search.
Search button.
Use the search button. So I'm going to double tap the search button here.
Search.
You heard a little door open, right?
Cancel button. Edit box.
And there's the edit box.
Search.
So, Lord only knows what I should put in here. Keep it simple. My spelling is only... A lovely job. You did a fine job. I'm so happy.
Limp, double tap to select.
Come on, we're mad.
Fail 36.
No.
Jeff, $5.
Let me find where I am.
Seymour 50 Kindle books for $2 each.
No.
Seymour, how dogs love us. And landline by
the Oh, that sounded fun.
Landline rainbow oil. Beth.
Hold on. I'm touching where there either isn't anything or... There was an add-on screen that I accidentally activated. I'm touching that upper left corner again and flicking right.
Rainfall by Gabi Presenter.
No. Back.
Seymour Best.
Back.
The Boy from Reactor.
Back.
Dark Days.
Back.
The Wrath. How to See. Landline by Rainbow. Rowing Landline. Outlander. A novel by Diana. The Target. Will Robby Book 3 by David Baldixai.
Baldixai. Or... All of his friends call him Baldixai, don't you think? Baldixai. Well, it's just like Gabaldon, right? How many different ways did you hear that pronounced?
Gone Girl, a novel by Gillian Flynn.
Should I or shouldn't I? Just to make my life easy. Double tap.
Search button. Gonk library button.
Wait.
Download sample button.
I can download a sample of it. You're so kind to my account. I'm going to download the sample.
Processing button.
Processing
button. Read now button.
There's the answer. It's already on here and ready to read. Now, it was just the sample. If it were the full book, it would have taken longer naturally. But double tapping on read now. I repeat, double tapping on read now.
Home button.
It's reading to itself.
Back button. navigation bar. Gone Girl, a novel.
Here we go.
Gillian Flynn. 3.8 to 5 stars. $28.52. Button. Save 43%. Print list price, $15. More options. Button. Activate immersion reading. Add perfect learn more. Description. The number one. New York Times. Bestseller.
These are each flicks I'm doing here.
On a warm summer morning in North Carthage, Missouri, it is Nick and Amy. Read more. Released June 5th, 2000. Length 434 pages. Sold by Random House LLC. Customers who bought it.
I don't care what customers who bought this book also did.
Dark places and sharp objects. The fault in our if I stay by Gale, the husband's secret. Wild from Lost to Goldfinch. Hunt the Buck Thief by Martha. Orphan Train. Unbroken. Of Orange is the New, but not this. Defendant Serena. P.S. by Ron Rash.
I just want to read the book.
Me Before You. A novel by JoJo Moyes. Serena. P.S.
No.
By Ron Rash.
More screen, more problems.
I'm custom, then read more.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to home.
Books. Showing items 1 to 11 of 11. Navigation panel. Books. By Goodreads on Kindle button. Cloud radio button. On device store button. Gone Girl. A novel. A sample. On your device. Kindle reader. Menu
there we go.
Visible. Swipe two fingers.
Two fingers down.
Part one, boy loses girl. Nick Dunn, the day of. When I think of my wife, I always think of her head, the shape of it, to begin with. The very first time I saw her, it was Nick Dunn, the day of. Navigation panel, button.
Okay.
Tap to open.
So did I do it? Yes. Did I have to go to a website to do it? In the app, purchase, right? I don't know that it's better, but it's certainly different. Than the app does on the iPhone.
Well, if that's a restriction that Apple put on any app that's
I understand. You know what? Technical people care. End users, quite honestly, don't care why you didn't do it. They just know you didn't do it. And I appreciate that from a developer point of view. But so this is one of those things where I usually say, because Bill says so. This is because Steve says so, right? That's as good a reason as any. Yeah, said, we got to do it in the past tense, yeah. Okay, but you get the idea that can it be done on the Fire? Absolutely. Now, it was asked earlier, is the only thing this thing does, read books. But I want to make sure I've answered any book reading questions. This, by the way, you might have noticed on the original going through the menu choices across the top of the screen, one of the choices was audiobooks. That's Audible. So you certainly can download and play Audible books on this as well.
One tip.
Yes. Very good. Everybody understood what he said? Okay. So, what else does this lovely device do, if you're comfortable with what we've done in terms of book reading with it? I'm going to go back to the home page. That's my intent anyway. Let's see if it works.
Navigation panel. Kindle reader. Books. Home.
There I am. And at home.
So
Home. Search button. Shop button. Games button. Apps button. Books button.
Remember that this is a list of libraries.
Music button.
Music. Cross my fingers, cross my toes. Double tap.
Amazon Music.
Ah, I knew it would do that. It uses Amazon as a player, if you will. Okay?
Navigate up. Button. Greatest hits. Clean.
Greatest hits clean. Now, I don't know whether that is... Oh, no. Hold on.
Navigate greatest hits. Clean.
You're right. That was Queen. Pardon me.
1 of 17.
Okay.
Turn on Facebook sharing button.
Excuse me. Say that again.
Is that your music or is that what you get from the Amazon?
This is my music.
1 of 17. Greatest hits. Clean.
I'm going to double tap on it. I did double tap, I promise you.
Navigate up. Greatest hits. Clean.
I'm not going to go on it, okay? I tried 3 times to double tap on that. Anything happen? No.
1 of 17. Turn on Facebook sharing. Now playing list button. Cover art. Shining star.
This was what I was last listening to on this. So since my goal here is not so much to show you how great it is to play it, to do it, but to give you a quality check, that's what I'm going to do, okay?
Amazon Music. 1. Shining Star. Now playing. Showing items 1 to 5 of 18.
Now.
Showing items 2 to 6 of 18.
Now, what I want to show you that's kind of exciting about this from a guy who likes music is all the information on the screen right now about this.
2. That's the way of the 3, 4.
I'm going past the other songs on the list.
8. Play all. 10. Columbus Story. 11. 16. 17. Mini previous song button. Play song button. Next song button. Shining Star. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
This is past the player controls, okay?
Back button.
Oh, come on. You shouldn't
home
have done that.
Button. Amazon.
No, it went the wrong way.
Navigation bar. Amazon Music. Shining Star. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Now, is it going to let me do it?
14.
List no.
Group. 14.
No, 14. It's not going to let me do it here, list so I'm just going to move on with it.
11.
It will give you the entire lyrics. It will tell you who wrote it. Who performs in that particular song. It will tell me when it was recorded. It will even tell me where else it's recorded, on what other albums that same song occurs. So, but right now, I'm going to get back to the player.
Navigation bar. Amazon.
Come on.
Shining Star. Earth.
Give me the player.
Back button.
There we go.
Home button.
Come on, no.
Amazon. Great. Earth, Wind, and Cloud Radio on device. Play all button. Play all. 4. Can't Hide Love. 5. Got.
Come on.
6, 8. Navigate up. Button. Greatest hits. Earth, Wind, and Cloud Radio on the play all. Play all button.
Ah, what the heck?
Amazon Music. Greatest hits. Clean. 1 of 17. Image 90.
I'm disconnecting it from those speakers. And I'm playing it just on the speakers that are part of the device. Come on, play. Come on. There are 2 really quite good speakers pointing at you right now. And exactly. You can read the lyrics. You get a picture of the cover art from the album. And again, it gives you just a lot of information about what it is you're listening to. As with almost all other things, great. The music is playing. Can I hear the speech to control it?
Yeah.
over the music. I'm on the pause song button, and it's now off, okay? So I certainly can do it. Now, I've watched movies on this. None of the movies I've been able to get come with audio description. But that's the issues we need to deal with the distributors who are not including that in their automatic purchase side of things, if you will. So, again, when I was up here at the top at home, there were a lot of other libraries one can access with this.
Search button. Shop button. Games button.
Games. I don't know anybody who's playing any accessible games on this device. Okay?
Apps button.
You can download apps, and remember, you'd have to download the Braille back app if you're going to use a refreshable Braille display on it.
Books button.
Books.
Music.
Videos.
Newsstand button.
Newsstand. That's magazines, right? And those kind of things. Warning, warning, warning. Just because it says Time Magazine doesn't mean it is Time Magazine. There's apparently an e-version of Time Magazine, which is fully inaccessible. Okay? Because it's not just the e-text of the magazine. It is really a different publication altogether. Okay? And I've now subscribed to it for 1 year of inaccessibility.
Audio books button. Newsstand.
Okay.
Audio
books.
Button.
Remember, that's Audible.
Web button.
Web. There's a web browser in here.
Photos button.
This is for taking, storing, and cataloging your photos.
Docs button.
Docs. You can open text files and let this voice read them to you. Yeah, you can take pictures. This definitely has a camera in it.
Offers button.
Offers. I would rather they call this offals because I don't want to go through a bunch of commercials to get there, but offers happens a lot. You may have noticed originally when I turned this on, it made some comments about notifications. I had one or two notifications, and both notifications were about a deal I couldn't really pass up, that kind of thing. So there's a little bit of that commercialism built into it.
Silk browser.
Silk is the name of the browser.
Silk browser.
Silk. Boy, somebody was good at naming there, right? So, I want to answer any last minute questions because we are at. So, I'm going to give you a summary. Would I buy this versus using my iPhone to access books? If books is what I wanted, no, I'd use the app. No question in my mind, I'd use the app rather than buying the device. The device, do you remember what it was priced out at? Oh, she had to leave. So it's in the, it's not 200. When I bought it, it was like 395 in that range. Now, I've been getting deals ever since. $50 off. So I'm not sure what the current price of it is. How much did the app cost you? Free. So, you know, I have this problem with one thing versus another. The other thing is, because I'm not interested in screen quality as a speech user, I paid extra for that screen quality and I don't really need it. Again, that size matters business. The more you can put on a screen, the more they put on the screen, and I get to navigate around all of that. And I guess the other thing for me is the two things I like about this the most is the quality of those speakers. It's really, really nice. If you're going to listen to it aloud, the quality of the music is excellent. There's good speaker definition, left-right speaker definition to it. I think the controls are pretty good on this. I don't have any complaints about those. But if I was looking for a book reader, I'd use my iPhone. How about you, Jane?
I definitely would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you already made the decision,
yeah.
See?
What
do you think of the iPhone's speaker capability?
It's all right.
Yeah, you're making excuses. It's perfectly okay for speech, but you're not going to sit and listen to your favorite album using its speaker. You're going to use headset if you want quality sound. Or a Bluetooth speaker. See, they're all defending the app like this. I've got to defend this device. Well, not really. Not really. Not really. You already heard my opinion. If it were my decision to make, I'd do the app. Didn't I say she needs an intervention? Reading is less than 10% of the issue for her. That's right, exactly.
I can't help it. It's my only addiction.
Only addiction? Okay, ladies and... Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our presentation here. I hope it was worth you coming. Remember that Lua has programming on Wednesday afternoon, and you're all welcome to come and learn more bits and pieces. I want to thank my co-presenter, Jane Sheehan the Magnificent.